The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Serious news headlines this afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
A very big news story breaking today, and I've been following throughout the day and reporting on it. It's very, very important that we get in front of the facts and what we know, because there has been a lot of, I'm going to skip the word conjecture and go right to jumping to conclusions, I've noticed in a number of media outlets. Very surprisingly and pleasantly surprisingly, is the New York Times have opted to rather wait for conclusive evidence before blaming one side or the other. But let's take a look at the top story, what we are talking about.
All right, so an Al Jazeera journalist was killed this morning during a raid on the Palestinian village of Jenin. What are the facts on the ground and what do we know?
Okay, so what we do know, and these are the facts, we know that the IDF was conducting counter-terrorism operations inside Jenin. We have been speaking about Jenin as being a hotbed for incitement and terror activities. We even spoke yesterday about how the IDF could be deciding whether or not to engage in a military operation in Jenin. Now, what we know is that there was intense exchange of fire between Palestinian gunmen and the IDF. The video evidence is available. It has been circulating on social media. I know the IDF have been circulating it as well. So if you are on Twitter, please go to the IDF, follow them to see the actual video footage for yourself. An Al Jazeera journalist by the name of Shirin Al-Alke was caught in the crossfire and she was killed. She was shot in the head. We don't know at this moment, and it is too soon to tell where the shots came from. Our Prime Minister, our Foreign Ministry and our Defence Minister earlier today said it looks likely, based on the footage, that the shooter could be Palestinian. What we know is that the IDF have opened up an investigation. The EU and the United States have demanded an immediate investigation. The Foreign Ministry have offered to do a joint investigation with Israel and the Palestinians. The Palestinians have refused. No sooner had Shirin been killed, she was buried. And this is causing a lot of concern, because not only was she not a Muslim, she was a Christian, but she was buried quickly before an autopsy or an investigation could be conducted. What has happened subsequently is that she has been examined by a Palestinian coroner for an autopsy. That coroner, according to Ma'ariv, which is one of the Hebrew dailies here, has walked back any blame that it could be Israel. Instead, he has said that at this moment, it is too soon to tell who is responsible. All we know is that she was killed by a bullet to the head. Now, of course, and unfortunately, the South African media, one of the culprits, have immediately jumped to blame Israel, saying it's the IDF and they execute journalists. Israel is a democracy. It is absolutely paramount to us as a democracy that we preserve the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press and its ability to operate as a free media. Having said that, we have an absolute regret for any loss of life. And it doesn't matter what your opinions about Al Jazeera or the media are, we regret and we express our deepest condolence for any loss of life, regardless of which media they come from. And all we ask is that rather than reporting and apportioning blame, please wait for the result of an investigation to be carried out and made public.
Rolene, was she an Israeli? Was she a Palestinian? Where does she come from? What do we know about her?
She wasn't Israeli, and there are some reports she had both dual American and Palestinian citizenship. Some say she was Palestinian, some say she was American, but she wasn't Israeli. We do have breaking news coming in right this moment, Kathy, of an attempted stabbing attack in Jerusalem's Old City. No casualties are reported. The terrorist has been neutralized.
Thank you, Rolene. So obviously Israel has responded, just getting back to the story about the journalist, Israel has responded by saying, by launching this investigation, which I'm sure is going to be very difficult if she's been, you know, the bullets are not going to be the same. So if somebody's already been buried, it's very difficult to conduct that part of the investigation. How long do you think it'll take? Do you think?
Well, I don't know how long it will take. You know, all that we know is what the coroner has released with regards to the bullet. That would involve a ballistics expert. So we'll wait for any ballistics reports. You know, there have been some in South Africa, I'm talking to you, Media Review Network, because I know you listen very closely, who have said, you know, do we trust a Zionist investigation? Well, you know, we've offered a joint investigation with the Palestinians. They have refused. However, maybe this could go to a third party to investigate. But the IDF, being an army in a democratic state, will conduct an investigation as well.
All right, let's move on, because this is obviously a developing story. But Russia's ambassador stormed out of a session in the Knesset yesterday. What happened?
Well, this is a very interesting. Yesterday was a day marking Victory Day, and there was a ceremony in the Knesset. Now, Israel cancelled participation in Russia's big ceremony for obvious reasons. You have to be very, very careful and try and be as neutral as possible, because Russia is currently an invasion of Ukraine. But a Knesset member called out the Russians, saying they should be ashamed, and it's a slap in the face for our grandparents who fought the Nazis. Now, this Knesset member who criticized Russia was a member of Yisrael Biteinu. It was Ukrainian-born Evgeny Sova. So the Yisrael Biteinu is traditionally seen as a party that is representative of the Russian, the Ukrainian, the former Soviet Union country, members of the Israeli electorate. So he apparently stormed out, and in a bit of a huff. And, you know, this follows the discussion that we were having last week about the inflammatory comments coming from Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, basically saying that it doesn't matter that Zelensky is Jewish. Hitler himself had Jewish blood, and that the worst anti-Semites are often found inside the Jewish community. According to a readout on Friday, the Russian president Putin has apologized for Lavrov's comments to our Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. However, we don't have that confirmed in the Kremlin readout about the phone call that the two leaders held.
Are there growing tensions between Russia and Israel?
Well, we're very, very careful about this, because we do need to work in cooperation with the Russian military because of Syria. And we, if you have been reading or following the Israeli media today, you will know that Israel struck targets inside Syria over last night. But there does seem to be a tension in certain areas of relations between Israel and Russia. But again, it's a relationship, or a bilateral relationship, that we have to manage very, very carefully, because Israel has made our stand with regards to where we see this invasion of Ukraine from a moral and a humanitarian perspective very, very well known.
Interesting. Before we talk about Czech Republic, can you just tell me, are you going to be watching Eurovision tonight?
I won't be watching Eurovision, because I will be winging my way to Finland, but I'm sure that there will probably be some avid Finnish fans that will fill me in on the details tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, Rolene Marks. That is where we leave it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow afternoon. Safe travels. God bless.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks.